This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Only 12% of young Australians aged between 25 and 34 haven't voted in the postal survey yet, according to a new Galaxy poll. An overwhelming majority of Australians still say they support marriage equality, with the latest poll showing 66% of people have voted yes. The poll also found that 78% of Australians don't want the Marriage Act amended in a way that treats same-sex couples differently from opposite-sex couples. MPs against marriage equality are reportedly planning to delay and derail the bill that could follow a yes win in the National Postal Survey. Conservative politicians are allegedly plotting to attach over 100 amendments to destabilise the progress of marriage equality. While the survey is non-binding, the government has said that if it shows the majority of voters support marriage equality, the matter will progress to Parliament. The Western Australian government has formally apologised to people who are convicted under historical anti-gay laws. The state government believes that between 200 and 300 people in WA were convicted under the laws, which were repealed in 1990. People with historical gay sex convictions will also be able to apply to have their records wiped, with applications subject to a test to confirm their acts would not be considered a crime today. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has said that campaigning against marriage equality should continue long after the end of the postal survey. Abbott recently told an anti-LGBT group in the US that pro-LGBT events must be countered with common sense. He said, "For every protest march, there must be a solidarity one. For every assertion of identity politics, there must be a defence of the social fabric." A new report has exposed the struggles of homeless LGBT people in Victoria, with trans people among those finding it hardest to stay in housing. Many participants in the research, particularly trans and gender diverse people, said they would rather sleep on the street than risk assault in a homeless shelter. Some trans people in the study also described becoming homeless because they were discriminated against when trying to secure a rental property. Trans footballer Hannah Mounsey has spoken out about the AFL's decision to ban her from the women's draft, saying that although much was made of her size, she isn't much taller than the average cis female player. She said, "I obviously don't agree with what the AFL has done. There are dozens of girls my height. I was the tallest, but within a couple of centimetres." The AFL has said Mounsey might be able to nominate for next year's draft, but for the 29-year-old in a sport where most retire around 30, time is getting tight for her to play at AFL women's level. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Gay Aussie cricket star Alex Blackwell says she feels like a second-class citizen without marriage equality in Australia. Blackwell recently played her 250th match and told The Weekend Australian she feels devalued, having to fight to have her marriage to Lindsay Askew legalised in the country she plays for. Blackwell was heartened, though, by the country's cricket federation recently expressing their support for same-sex marriage. Hong Kong has officially become the first Asian city to be chosen to host the Gay Games. The city won the right for the 2022 event over bids from Washington DC and Guadalajara, despite the region being controlled by China, who have a poor LGBT rights record. Earlier this year, China banned gay online content and cancelled an LGBT conference with police detaining 9 activists. But chairman of Hong Kong's Equal Opportunities Commission, Alfred Chan, called the move a big step forward for the city and diversity. And finally, MMA fighter Conor McGregor has apologised for using a gay slur but has tried to justify using it in an interview with Sky and Ireland's Late Late Show. McGregor made the homophobic remarks against rival Andrew Philly but said the outrage over the comment was designed to throw him under the bus. He says he wasn't thinking about the meaning of it but was simply trying to comfort a teammate who'd just lost a big fight.
And I was upset and I was whispering in his ear and I said what I said and I meant no disrespect to nobody of the LGBT community. You'd swear I was talking about or screaming at two people of the same sex kissing.
McGregor claims he has gay friends and campaigned for same-sex marriage in Ireland.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.